Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome to the middle of the week, and Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello and Matt Scraby, we are together in the Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego. And, of course, Tony Gwynn Jr. is in the Big Apple, New York City, as the Padres get set for Game 2 of their series against the New York Mets. Tony, Game 1 did not go as scripted for anybody, especially Michael King, but... And I get paid by the Padres to be an apologist, as the fans know. I'm not that worried. It was not a great performance, there's no question. But if he came out of the game healthy, and he looked like he was throwing his stuff pretty well, he was locating it terrible, I'm okay with that, Tony Gwynn. How about you? Can we keep this loss in performance in perspective?
Yeah, but, I mean, you'd like at some point for, you know, to not keep having these kind of hiccups pop up, right? I think I was worried about it just because Mike threw the ball so well in his first outing after not pitching for so long. You just so often guys come out and are rusty and they show that in their first outing. It just feels like, and this is anecdotal, that when they don't, eventually they have one of those. And it just that worried me after seeing him throw the ball and command it so well in his first start. And he struggled to command the sinker in particular that ran back over the plate a few different times, and he paid for it. Even when he made a good pitch, they went down and got it. And so, not a good day for Mike. I'm sure as competitive as he is, I'm sure that really irritated him. And, you know, the offense really didn't – was playing uphill again from really the beginning of the game. And so you just hope today with Nick on the mound – they get an opportunity to kind of set the pace a little bit more for on the offensive end.
Yeah, the way the starting pitching has been lately, it's not been good overall, and that is factual. If you go over the last 20 games, the Padres are just 8-12. In those 12 losses, throw some numbers at you. The starting pitching ERA is 6.89. Yeah. So they've been losing. But they've been losing early in games, and it's almost like behooves the Padres now to score three or four runs in the top of the first. Otherwise, you know, by the time they come to bat in the top of the second, they're going to be trailing. And as you said, Tony, they've been, you know, the offense has been working uphill. Normally, when the Padres hit three home runs in a game, you figure they're going to win, except for that they had more home runs than they had at bats with runners in scoring position. So right. they didn't really
couldn't even blame it on runners in scoring position.
No, not last night, because they didn't really hardly get any. So look, here's the biggest thing, and I'm glossing over the Michael King thing only because I saw what happened with Darvish. He came back, pitched well, pitched poorly, pitched well, pitched poorly. Yeah, it makes sense to me that guys who've had a long layoff are not going to be, you know, on point consistently. That's what goes away. And I still feel Michael King is a guy I trust in the playoffs. And you know what? Look, let me just say that if he goes out there in a playoff game at Wrigley Field and gives up eight runs in two innings, they're going to lose. But they're not going anywhere without him. So
I was just getting ready to say that. You better believe in him because they can't go nowhere without him.
Yeah, they don't have anybody else. So, you know, you got to hope that Michael King will bring it, you know, on October 1st at Wrigley Field. Because, and I'm saying that because that is looking more and more likely. I know the Dodgers keep losing. They keep the door open for the Padres to catch them in the NL West. But two games does seem like a lot. Given the way the Padres are playing, and it is three in a sense because they have the tiebreaker.
And the Dodgers won't be playing the Phillies forever either.
That's right.
They get two more cracks at them.
Yeah.
Or one more game with them, excuse me, and then kind of go from there.
I may be making this too big in my own head, but...
Let me introduce everybody to the producer of the show, Matt
Hello,
Scraby.
Everybody.
Hello, sir.
I may be making too big of a deal.
How's the weather outside in San Diego?
It's actually really humid.
It's looking
it's
about
gross.
Like it did the day you did your famous weather report. But
wow.
It's not raining.
It is raining really hard right now.
It's not raining, though.
It's supposed to be raining tomorrow. Yeah. The one thing I think that we're going to look back on 10 years from now, depending
Ten.
On... Just I'm just saying down the road. maybe even this offseason.
Does anybody remember what happened at the end of the 2015 season?
No, but they will at the end of... They will
it
remember
wasn't memorable.
The 2023 season.
Okay.
The division has been given to them
yes.
many times, and
yeah.
I think that we're going to feel the effects of not being able to take advantage of the gifts that the Dodgers are giving. Like every time the Dodgers lose, the Padres lose. It's crazy to
well,
me.
Well, since the two teams finished their season series against each other, and they were tied with 31 games to go, the Dodgers have gone only 10-10. So they have certainly given the Padres every opportunity. But the Padres have gone 8-12, so they're two games behind. I do think it's important because I really wanted to win the division. But given the fact that both teams are going to end up with a wild card series now, maybe it doesn't mean as much as it seemed to at the time. The Phillies and the Brewers, unfortunately, have run away. To the two byes. They're going to get
how the Dodgers were playing, the East and the Central have been setting the pace for quite a while.
No,
I don't know that
yeah.
it was ever in doubt, that the bye seeds were like really, really up for grabs.
Yeah, we snuck a little close to the Phillies for a minute, but not really that close. Yeah,
right. And it was a while back that we got close to them too. So
yeah, yeah.
I just think winning a division is still a special thing, right? You dethrone the Dodgers from that standpoint. In terms of the seeding, I mean, you get to host a series.
I agree.
That's money, right? And so, in the figurative way and in the literal way, it's money, right? I mean, so ultimately, yeah, you want to do that, but based on what we've seen, I think you kind of hit on this, Chris. Two is actually three, and three seems big, because the Dodgers own the tiebreaker. So, Padres at this point, I think. Feel pretty comfortable. I don't know if the guys do. I'm seeing as the base feel pretty good that you're going to get in. What does that look like once you get in? I think it all remains to be seen. I just point you back to 22. It didn't feel great going into that playoff series, and then all of a sudden you found your way into the NLCS. So you never know. Once you get in, everybody goes to zero. Nobody's thinking about anything but winning at that point, and you kind of go from there.
Oh, wait, there's the lineup has come in, Tony, for tonight's ball game. And let's run that down. Let's go over to our lineup expert.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Scraby, to fill us in on the details.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You're welcome, sir.
I only have one job, and that's to report the lineup on a daily basis.
And you usually kind of box it up, but let's see how you do today.
I don't know if I do that, but leading off, as always, is Fernando Tatis Jr. playing right field. Batting second. Playing first base, Luis Arraez. Batting third, playing third, Manny Machado. Cleaning up for the Padres today, Gavin Sheets DHing. Ramon Laureano batting fifth in left field. Jackson Merrill batting sixth in center field. Jose Iglesias playing shortstop, batting seventh. Jake Cronenworth in the eighth spot playing second base. And Diaz is catching for our guy, Nick Pivetta.
Well, all right, very good. You actually handled that like a true
like I do every
public
time.
Address announcer.
Like I do every time.
The lineup there, basically what I catch is that Iglesias is in tonight with a lefty on the mound, and O'Hearn is getting the night off. Look, I don't go overboard on slumps. I think a lot of people kind of do, Tony, because we've seen it happen in baseball. It's up and down. But O'Hearn is kind of in the midst of something right now. I think it's 15 games. He hasn't had an RBI. I know he wants to contribute mightily. Laureano, after an incredible start to his Padre tenure, he's quieted just a little bit. But again, Mike Schilt has got to continue to navigate this thing going forward. I have no problem with what he's doing here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can't at this point in the season just go away from a guy, right? You're gonna kind of give him a day, try to give him a mental reset, and that's what you're gonna see from this point on. Like, at this point, no one is just going to be cast aside because they're in a rut. Because Padres know, in order to have the success that is, that means, you know, come postseason, the guy 0-2, the matchup, you're going to need that guy that may be slumping to come in off the bench and give you a good AB and come up with a hit. And so that's what we're going to see moving forward. I think given the way the year has gone, you're going to see that probably with O'Hearn. You're going to see that with probably Arise at this point. And they're going to go from there. I think that's the best way to go about it.
Yeah, and the good news is, at least to, you know, Kevin Acey wrote today that maybe Xander's back for the weekend in Chicago, which is going to, you know, put another bat into the lineup and take somebody else out. So
just to put that in perspective, right, Bogey got hurt. What day was that? That was
maybe 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
He has nice bones. Don't forget.
No. I want to just say this real quick. No bone heals in 3 weeks. So if he shows up, understand what he is putting himself through at that point. He's out there with a literal fracture, whatever it was. It's not healed yet. We know that. There's no human bone that heals in 3 weeks. So he's going to put it out there. He's been out before we left for this road trip. Saw him out taking – it was a progression. He just was on the grass area taking grounders. Then he was hitting on the field. Then he was taking ground balls on the field. And so he's going to try to get back. And it sounds like he's well on his way to do that. But he's not going to be 100% healthy.
Probably not. But Xander's going to work through it, as you said. Okay, he's not. Not probably. He's not. I got a quick question for you guys before we let you go, Tony. Jackson Merrill is hitting home runs left and right in the last five games or so. I was looking at stats this morning. He's got 14 home runs on the year, and he's played a lot less games. He's also matched his triples from last year. He's 10 behind his doubles. Obviously, his average is down from 292 to 261, I believe it is now. But and his RBIs went from 90, he has 61 right now. For a guy who's missed over 40 games this year, is this actually a pretty good season?
Don't do that. But it is a good season. But
yeah. What am I not supposed to do?
I just want you to remind you, this is the exact same thing that was said about Toddy in his hurt years. Oh, well, you know, if you add those at-bats that he would have had, he would have been this and this and this and this. Hasn't played out that way. And so I'm just saying, be careful with just assuming because a guy got to the numbers in the ABs that he got to, that if you just added those at-bats back to it, that the numbers would just, you know, double or whatever the amount of bats are. You know, it just doesn't tend to work that way.
No, that's true. I was more saying, like, for a guy who's missed a ton of games, he has had a pretty big impact on this team.
It's been pretty good.
He's Jackson Merrill. I mean, we saw this last
year.
This is a dude that literally put the team on his back in the month of August for like a week and a half straight, where he was getting big hits seventh inning or later, like for 2 weeks straight. So the fact that he is putting up these numbers when he's healthy should not be a surprise.
To me, Jackson Merrill's season has been almost a mirror image of Corbin Carroll's season last year.
Good call.
Corbin Carroll came off being the best rookie in baseball, really scuffled, hurt, didn't quite have it, but he did finish last season with Arizona strong. They still called it a sophomore slump, but guess where he is in his third year? He's back to being one of the best players in baseball. So I fully expect Jackson Merrill to stay on that trajectory. All right, Padres-Mets, we're getting ready. Give you a little closer look at the pitching matchup when we come back. And a special guest on the short show today from MLB Network and the MLB Central Morning Show, Robert Flores, will talk some baseball with us before we get out of here. So, Gwynn and Chris, happy to be with you. Happy Wednesday, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 2:20 is the time, Chris. Hello, Scraby, and Tony Gwynn Jr. in New York City, where Robert Flores and the cast of MLB Central from the MLB Network, that morning show program, they're going to be broadcasting their show live from Citi Field tomorrow morning before the Padres play the Mets, so you can watch all that.
I love that show.
Yeah, and I know you're a big Mark DeRosa fan. So
I love Mark. I love all of them. They're all great. They have so much fun on that show, and they actually like break it down in a way that, you know, the non-baseball experts like me can understand it.
Right. Yeah. For somebody like me that understands baseball so well, sometimes, you know, it's beneath it's just me. I'm just joking about this. I mean, I'm only saying that in jest because I know most of our listeners don't think I know anything about baseball. Like when I say, you know, Ryan O'Hearn isn't quite ready to be the next Ted Williams.
That was like a month ago.
Yes, it was. And people were all up in our case for that. But he's going through his struggles right now. I hope he'll get out of it.
I think he will.
I think he will, too. But, you know, slumps can happen to anybody. Ask Manny. He went through a big one. I think he's still kind of going through it.
I agree.
Bottom line, the Padres really need to just pitch. They got to get through the first couple of innings. With the starters, Pivetta will be on the mound tonight, which bodes well normally. David Peterson, left-hander pitching for the Mets. Peterson, I think, was on the All-Star team this year. I'm pretty sure he snuck in there, but he's not exactly having an incredible year. His ERA is pretty good, but if you look a little closer, his whip is the same as none other than Dylan Cease. So here's the thing with Peterson. He's got a 3.77, which is a really good ERA, but he and Dylan Cease have the same walks and hits ratio. What does that tell me? It tells me, you're going to get a lot of guys on base against this guy. So what is it going to come down to tonight? Hitting with runners in scoring position.
Yes.
I think you're going to get some chances tonight. Last night, the Padres only had two at-bats the whole game with runners in scoring position while they hit three home runs. And as I've said before, I'll take my chances with three home runs, 9 out of 10. But last night, that was all they got were those three home runs. The Padres with runners in scoring position have just been, again, in one of those funks. And, I mean, they're not getting hits when it matters. Now, they did in the two victories over the Rockies on Saturday and Sunday. But the concern I have, if I have any, is the fact that the Padres are 8-12 in the last 20 games, which is a pretty decent stretch, sample size of mediocre play. And in that time, 5 of the 8 wins was over one of the worst teams in baseball history. So they're 3-10 against everybody else during that span. So they've not played well. They're not good on the road. The Padres are now 35-41 on the road. They would have to win. Well, they can't now. Actually, they only have 5 road games left. So they won't even finish. They can't finish 500 on the road. The best they can finish is 40-41.
I'm trying to go back to see what they did against the Cubs earlier.
Well, they lost at Wrigley Field 2 out of 3. They lost the first two games. They were shut down by Imanaga in the first game. They were shut down by Matthew Boyd in the second game.
3-1, 7-1.
And then the third game, the Padres woke up. And I think they spotted the Cubs an early lead in that third game. And then the Padres came back and won.
Let me click that and see. Yes, the Padres scored 3 runs in the first inning, and then the Cubs scored 5 in the first and 2 in the second. So they were down 7-3, but they ended up coming back to win.
Right. So that was the Cubs. 2 out of 3 at Wrigley Field. They lost. They did win 2 out of 3 here over the Cubs. But all those games were in April. So it's a long time ago. There's really no comparison in a lot of ways. But the bottom line is, what has to be worrisome is this. The Padres are 12-26 now on the road against winning teams. 12-26 is less than 33%. They're not even winning 1 out of every 3 games against winning teams on the road.
Mm-mm.
They played 12 road series against winning teams this year, teams that currently have winning records. They've only won 2 of those. They took 2 out of 3 from Arizona last month in Arizona, and they took 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee before the All-Star break. That's it. They've lost every other series. Now, why is that important? Because that's exactly what they're going to have in the playoffs, is a 3-game series at Wrigley Field, and they're going to have to win that series if they want to advance. So it's worrisome because this is an all-year statistic. This isn't just lately or a slump or playing well. They have struggled all year against the good teams, and they haven't really been able to get over the hump against good teams on the road, and they're going to have to do that. Just plain and simple, you're going to Chicago. You can pretty much book it right now.
Yeah.
Sure, the Dodgers could just keep losing, and the Padres could slip past them here in the final 2 weeks, but I'm not counting on it. I don't think many of you are either. You look at it realistically, the Padres are going to be the 5 seed. The Cubs are going to be the 4 seed. And on Tuesday, September 30th, it'll be Padres at Cubs in Game 1. And on Wednesday, October 1st, it'll be Game 2. And on Thursday, if necessary, it'll be Game 3. And all of those will be at Wrigley Field. Now, here is the thing that I do like about that. Scraby and I were just talking about this. If the Padres go where I think they're going to go, they're going to be the 5 seed, they'll play the 4 seed, the Cubs. If the Padres win that series, beat the Cubs, they would draw the Brewers in the second round. Now, before you say, well, the Brewers, okay, but who would you rather draw? The Phillies and Dodgers are going to be on the other side of the bracket. Personally, I'd rather let the Dodgers and Phillies fight it out and take my chances trying to beat the Cubs and the Brewers to get to the NLCS. How about you?
Yeah, I...
Look, it doesn't matter. You got to beat somebody good. But you know what I'm saying? The Brewers don't seem to be as scary as the Phillies or Dodgers based on their postseason record.
I agree with you. I was watching that game last night between the Phillies and the Dodgers, and I was just thinking the entire time, Padres offense does not look anywhere near like these offenses
do. It's not as potent as those two.
And I know that they're built on pitching, and I know that they're built on moving the line and hitting line drives. And that works when it works, when it's going.
Yeah, but you got to have some power.
Me a little bit.
You got to have some power in the playoffs. And the Phillies are doing this without Trey Turner, who's likely to win the batting title. Last night, sorry, I had to laugh, but Ohtani, 5 hitless innings, hits a home run.
Yeah.
And then they take him out of the game pitching.
Yeah.
And the Dodger bullpen collapses again. I think Blake Treinen has 3 losses in the last week. He lost it again. He gave up the 3-run homer in the 9th. So the Dodgers are, you know, having their own issues. But right now, I don't have time to worry about them. I got to get the Padres right.
No, you're right.
We got to start playing a little better. We got to start beating some good teams. I know these 2 games in New York, the season isn't going to be decided. But man, would I feel a lot better if they win tonight and tomorrow and take a series over a winning team on the road. Because that is what they're going to have to do in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They're going to have to go to Chicago. They're going to have to win 2 out of 3. It's as simple as that. If I was the Padres right now, I'd start looking at tape of Imanaga. I'd start looking at tape of Boyd. But the guy I'd really be concerned about is the probable rookie of the year in the National League, Cade Horton.
You've been mentioning him.
Everybody else has too. This guy has been lights out for the Cubs for a while now. And I don't know that he has enough innings to qualify for the ERA championship. I'm looking down the list here. I don't see him. But he's been one of the best pitchers in the National League since he ever came up. And he's going to win the Rookie of the Year in the National League. So look out for that. Now, the other thing about the Cubs, though, nowhere near on paper as good as the Padres. In fact, the current Cubs closer, Palencia, is on the injured list. So there's that.
He's intense, too.
Kyle Tucker's hurt. He's on the injured list right now. Cubs are beatable, but the Padres got to go in and beat them.
I mean, there's been no Justin Steele for a while, but there's no Justin Steele. Is that his name, Justin Steele?
Justin Steele, yeah. He hasn't been there all season, so he's not going to be there. He's not going to pop up now.
No.
So... anyway, we'll have more time to talk about the Cubs series, but it's looking more and more likely like that is going to happen.
I don't like it. I'd much rather face the Cubs than face the Dodgers or I know the Phillies are probably
what I really
get that
still
by,
what I really
the Brewers are. I mean,
what I really like ultimately is to somehow catch the Dodgers and host the 6th seed here.
Yeah.
On those 3 days.
That would be amazing.
But I don't see how we can catch the Dodgers because we can't win any games.
You know how much fun it was last year at Petco for that wild card
series? Be great. But it's getting more and more unlikely. By the way, Cade Horton, 11-4 with a 2.66 ERA. He's been very, very good. Robert Flores, the MLB Central show is very, very good. We talk to him next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've got Sam Levitt, Padre pregame show, coming up here at the top of the hour. Padres and Mets a little after 4 o'clock. Padres will begin play. This is a recording. Two games back of the Dodgers in the NL West.
I
seems like they've been there for the entire time.
I got to think that those guys in the clubhouse, no matter what anybody tells me, are extremely frustrated with the fact that they cannot win when the Dodgers lose.
I wonder, there's two ways here to look at this. It is frustrating because they lose, we lose. Would it be any less frustrating, though, if the Padres had won like 11 of their last 13? And the Dodgers had won 11 of their last 13?
Probably because you're playing well.
Right.
And so it's like, it's just the Dodgers being the Dodgers.
Right, you'd be like, well, I'm happy we're playing well, but man, is this frustrating. We can never gain ground.
If I'm a Dodgers fan, I'm considering this year a failure because they were supposed to win 158 games. They were supposed to go to the World Series.
It's not a failure yet.
They've spent over $1 billion in the last 2 years, and they're barely...
But nobody's gonna remember their record if they win the World Series again. I know that.
I'm just trying to make myself feel better.
All right, we got Robert Flores coming up in just a second. Tony and I spent a little time with him a bit ago. Really good guy. Get his thoughts on the Padres and the playoff picture and some of the things going on in baseball. I did look this up because you were talking about how the Padres, or we were talking how they lost 2 out of 3 to the Cubs at Wrigley earlier this season. But they've actually done okay at Wrigley Field recently. The two teams did not play at all, home or away, in 2020.
Obviously. Makes sense.
But since then, at Wrigley Field, Padres are 8 wins, 8 losses. So what does that tell me? Nothing.
I was going to say, nothing.
But at least they're not 0-16 or 1-15, you know? They've played well there. So, you know, they certainly can go in there and beat these guys. And I think that's what it's going to end up coming down to. But in order to have a chance to win, I mean, this is not brain surgery at this point. They got to start getting out of the first inning. And the second inning. What'd you say in the last 12 games?
Go.
Something like that. You got this. Go ahead.
I went in the break and I did some research because this really worries me more than anything.
Yeah.
Because playing uphill every single night has to be exhausting.
It's not a success.
No.
It just isn't.
In the last 14 games, they've had 6 games where they've given up a run in the first inning. They gave up 5 last night, but in total, they've given up 10 runs in the last 14 games. So...
10 runs in the first inning.
In the first inning in the last 14 games.
So they're just behind right away all the time.
Their team is, I hate to say it's not built for a comeback because I would have said something different in the beginning of the year, but it doesn't seem like this team is built for a big comeback, like an 8-run deficit.
Oh, I think they've done that, you know,
earlier this year. They have, I mean, would you want to see that in the playoffs?
I'm just going to tell you, I don't think any team is built for that. You get behind 5-0 in the first inning. You look it up. You tell me what the percentage is in all of baseball teams winning when they give up 5 in the first.
Probably
not
good.
It's got to be like 2% of the time.
Yeah, probably not good.
Yeah, got to get out of the early innings. You got to get to the late innings where you have an advantage. And you'll have an advantage over the Cubs in the late innings. Now, Daniel Palencia, the reliever, the closer, he went on the injured list September 8th. So 15-day injury list. He's due off on the 23rd. And they said that he is with the Cubs on this road trip. So they are hoping to get him back for the playoffs. So, okay, Palencia should be. The other guy is Kyle Tucker, who is considered one of the better players in baseball, but has slumped mightily the last 3 months. Kyle Tucker is also due off the injury list on the 23rd, but it's not looking like that's going to happen. Craig Counsell said that he's traveling to Tampa this week to seek alternative treatment while he tries to recover from a left calf strain.
So we'll see about him.
Kyle Tucker. If he doesn't play in the series or something 2 weeks from now, that's a big hole for them to try to fill. They've got PCA,
mm-hmm.
who's been also not nearly what he was at the beginning of the season.
Not even close.
They got Ian Happ. They got Suzuki, who Suzuki's been like PCA. He was incredible the first half, terrible the second half. But you know what? In a lot of ways, none of it matters. What's going to matter is how these guys do for those 3 days or 2 days.
It's true.
Michael Busch has been really good. We can thank the Dodgers for handing him to the Cubs a couple years ago. I forget what the Dodgers got from Chicago on that one.
Probably. Let me see.
Yeah, look it up. But Michael Busch was one of those prospect trades where the Dodgers got some star player. And
ooh, four-player trade.
Yeah, Busch has been really good this year.
Who was that? The Cubs or the Dodgers sent Michael Busch, Yency Almonte in exchange for Jackson Ferris and Zahir Hope.
Oh, so it wasn't even the Dodgers didn't even get a star player.
No.
They just got two guys I've never heard of, and they gave the Cubs Michael Busch. Oh, very nice.
Zahir Hope.
Yeah, very nice of the Dodgers to do that. Busch has been very good. Nico Horner's been good. Horner, the second baseman, is hitting .301. He has a chance to catch the injured Trey Turner for the batting title. Turner's at .305. Dansby Swanson's had a down year. Third base has been a bit of a revolving door for the Cubs. They haven't really settled that. They've had a big surprise at catcher. Their regular guy, Miguel Amaya, has been hurt almost the whole season, but Carson Kelly has turned into some slugger out of nowhere. There's your Cub scouting report.
I'm getting
2 weeks ahead of time.
I was going to say, I'm getting not crushed on the chat, but I guess Hope is one of their top prospects. But still.
Okay.
The guy hasn't contributed.
No, not yet. For now, that's a fully all Cubs trade.
Yeah, because they're not using
anyone. They got Busch, and he's an all-star type player. The Dodgers have nothing to show for that yet.
And I will fully admit, I am not up on the Dodgers farm system.
Well, tell people to stop crushing.
No. These are the good ones. Tyler and Dominic are good ones.
The bottom line is we're just saying that so far, that's been an all Cubs trade. You can't argue that.
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
They got Michael Busch. The Dodgers have nothing to show for it at this moment.
Maybe next time I shouldn't make fun of a prospect I don't know anything about.
Speaking of prospects, I did see Leo Dallas DeGrees homered in his first
We don't want to talk about
playoff game.
He's hit like .392.
Oh, I know. He's been incredible. So, all right. Robert Flores from MLB Network. Nice enough to spend some time with us. He and the crew are in New York where Tony is, and we were able to catch up to him. Here's some good baseball stuff. Hey, great to be joined by Robert Flores from the MLB Network, host of the show MLB Central, along with Lauren Shahadi and Mark DeRosa. And Robert, I've enjoyed watching your baseball work for many, many years, so it's great to have you with us on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, and thanks for having me.
Of course. You guys are going to be broadcasting the show from Citi Field tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so you'll be right there to see the Padres, see the Mets, and kind of be out and about. Just give me some of your thoughts for the fans here. Maybe a national overview of the Padres. It's been, I think it's been an overall pretty good season, although you can't convince many of our fans right now because the team has been scuffling for a while.
Well, look, I know first of all, we kind of quote unquote root for the Padres because we'd love to cover a World Series in beautiful San Diego.
We'd love to oblige.
Yeah, I love San Diego. I think it's an amazing city. We've gone there a couple times, my family and I, and we've just enjoyed it. But they're scuffling a little bit, but make no mistake, I think the national view of the San Diego Padres is that when they're right, when they're healthy, they're capable of making a deep run, if not all the way to the World Series and winning it. But like you said, they are scuffling a little bit. They're going to get in, but I think this next week and a half, you really want to shore up some things, and namely the starting rotation.
Yeah, our rotation has been a little bit of an issue here as of late. I want to switch gears, though, Roflo. You're obviously a big baseball fan yourself, big Houston sports fan. How are you feeling about your Astros, man? Half game out going into today's game. You feeling confident they can get this division or not?
I don't think that they're going to be able to get the division, Tony. I just think that they've had to withstand so many injuries, and then the latest injury to Yordan Alvarez after not having him virtually the entire season. And the shame of it is he was red hot. I mean, he was barreling up just about everything. And I think, look, they're not willing to put a timetable on it. But I don't see him coming back for the rest of the regular season as we, have about a week and a half to go. And then I think that he would be very, very compromised for any of the initial rounds of the postseason. So I think the Mariners are rolling right now. I think it's been the summer of Cal Raleigh, and on paper, this division shouldn't be close, but I think it's a testament to Joe Espada and the entire organization that they're even in the mix, considering all the injuries they've had.
Robert Flores is with us from the great MLB Network show, MLB Central. Congrats, guys. They celebrated their 1,000th episode together this past summer. By the way, just an aside to our producer, Matt Scraby, Tony, wonder if he's ever bothered to count up how many shows you and I have done together. I don't know that might be giving him too much.
Well, I mean, we may have fudged.
You may have fudged a little bit.
episodes, but we're in the ballpark.
You're in the ballpark of 1,000, but it's a great testament to what you guys do, and you and Lauren deserve honors for putting up with Mark DeRosa from time to time. But don't tell him I said that. You talk about the Astros. We talk about the Padres. We've had people on from Chicago this year talking about the moaning about the Cubs and how bad they're playing. And the Yankees have had their moment. The Mets have just went through it. This has kind of been the story of this baseball season. Other than maybe the Brewers have kind of been able to keep it rolling, every team has had its down time. So it's really hard, I think, to fall in love 100% with anybody.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that this year, as we roll into the postseason, I think that you could make a legitimate argument to win the whole thing of 7 to close to 10 teams. And I'll throw the Padres into that mix, as I was saying earlier. I think it's wide open. I really do. It is ultimately, and I think we've seen in the past handful of postseasons, which teams can hit the ball out of the ballpark and which bullpens can get big outs and big strikeouts. I think you mentioned the Milwaukee Brewers, and they largely been a plucky little underdog, but make no mistake, they are a very, very good team, and they can certainly win this whole thing. Obviously, the Dodgers could, the Padres, the Yankees. I'm a little concerned about their defense. I think the Mariners could win it all. I think the Blue Jays, but again, you're talking about all these contenders, and all of them have some flaws. It's almost as if who can hide their flaws or conceal the flaws the best down the stretch and into the postseason.
Robert, you know, we're in year 4 of this kind of new format, and through the first 3 years, the wild card series has proven to be just that, a wild card series. There's really no home field advantage based off the percentages. Do you like this format that it is currently in right now as we go into year 4 of this playoff format?
I do like this format. I think it gives some meaningful games to various cities. I mean, think about the race for the final wild card spot in both the National League and the American League. The Diamondbacks, you know, they had a fighting chance. The Cleveland Guardians, they're still in the mix. Certainly the Astros, and then, you know, the Rangers, they've been largely left for dead for most of the summer, but yet they still have a chance. So I like the format. I'm sure that there's some tweaks that could be made here or there to make it even better. And I imagine that's what the league will be looking at in the years ahead. But I like the format. I like the expanded postseason.
Robert Flores, MLB Central is the show. They're going to be live tomorrow from a Citi Field before the Padre Mets game. So those of you who have MLB Network, which is most of us, can tune in and watch their coverage before the Padre Mets series finale tomorrow. They'll also be at the Fall Classic and getting ready for that in October. I think largely, Robert, even though many of us radio, you know, voices around the country have probably not been behind Rob Manfred 100% with all of the rule changes and all of the little tinkerings and this and that. I think most of us have come to the point where we all actually like them. And we say, you know what?
Yeah.
It's all kind of worked. But here we go again with the most recent conversation of expansion and perhaps the realigning of the divisions and basically taking away the American League and National League as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought is to say, okay, that's the buck stops here. I can't sign off on that. Where is that in your mind, and what do you think of all that potentially?
Well, I think I've become, and certainly working for a league-owned network, I have a different perspective than you, than a lot of fans. But look, I agree with you. Look, fans and people in general, for the most part, are resistant to change, right? I mean, when the pitch clock happened, oh my God, this is the worst thing to happen in the history of baseball. Do you guys even notice it?
No.
I mean, except when a violation is made. I mean, I do notice that it makes the product a more compelling watch, a more entertaining watch, and the game moves at a quicker pace. And oh, by the way, a pace that I, as a kid of the 1970s and 80s, grew up watching and appreciating. So I think that when it comes to changes, you have to realize that this is a business. It's an entertainment business. You're trying to attract eyeballs. It's no longer just the big three of NFL, Major League Baseball, and National Hockey League fighting for sports fans. No, I mean, everyone has a computer in their pocket. They can be easily entertained and distracted by a variety of things, including sports. So I give Rob Manfred and his staff a tremendous amount of credit for trying to find new ways to keep the game engaging, entertaining, and look, there is going to be expansion, and what that landscape looks like. Those are definitely some difficult decisions, but I know that they'll make them, and more than likely, I think they'll be great for the game.
You keep answering like that, Robert. You guys are going to make another 1,000 shows. So
there we go. That was a pretty good answer, if I didn't say so myself.
Yes, it was. Yes, very good.
MLB Central on MLB Network. You catch Robert. All right, here's the hard-hitting one. At what point, as Lauren began to play that little trick on you and D-Row about your athleticism, at what point did you realize the jig was up? For those who might not have seen this, Lauren Jihadi, there is a TikTok kind of thing going across where you're around some athletes, and you begin to ask them something along the lines of, you know, do you wish you were athletic, indicating that they weren't really athletes coming up.
Yeah.
She pulled this on Robert and D-Roy. At what point did you guys start to realize that you guys were on camera?
You know, I was the first in studio when she brought it up. D-Roy had not yet arrived, and this is all prior to the show. And you can check out my Instagram. I got a clip of it, and Lauren on her Instagram as well. And, you know, at first I was like, where is she going with this? And the part that got me was like, could you run a mile now? And I was like, well, What? I mean, I know I'm not a professional athlete or a former pro athlete, but I can run a mile. I do that nearly every day. But D-Row's reaction was really, really good.
Priceless.
So, I mean, it is excellent. So she did a great job. I think I picked up on it late that she, because if you see in the clip or hear in the clip, I'm saying, are you recording this? Are we getting taped right now? So, but it was well played by her.
Well, the show is fun to watch, and we wish you guys continued success with it. Robert Flores, MLB Central, again, broadcasting tomorrow morning. You Padre fans, tune in early to see some of the pregame stuff from Citi Field before the Padres take on the Mets tomorrow, and then watch these guys throughout the playoffs and World Series. MLB Central, 1,000 shows and still going strong. And by the way, Scraby slipped me a note. He says he thinks we're up at about 1,500, Tony. So we'll see.
All
if
right,
that,
good to know.
We'll see if we can. We'll see if we can confirm that or deny that. But again, Robert, thanks so much for your time, man. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Flo.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, good stuff. And yeah, I did. We did a little figuring there. We're about 1,500 shows. We could just announce it someday and, you know, have a 1,500 show party. Nobody could really double check it.
You know what, Chris? At this point, I think we've done 7,000 shows.
Yeah, probably not. We've been on the air for 7.5 years, the show. So even if we worked 365 days a year,
we wouldn't be quite to that mark. I mean, I would think that we're over 1,000.
Oh no, that's what I mean. No, I bet you we're at 1,500. That would be the
man.
Right,
I wish I would have counted, but then I knew, like, year three, I would have been done counting.
Yeah. You could go back through, can't you? I mean, what else do you have to do tonight? You know, while you're watching the game, go back through. actually, could you imagine looking it up and going through 7.5 years? Oh my goodness. Yeah, you're not doing that. A couple of quick things. Tomorrow's show. I remember the Padres play in the morning, 10 a.m. tomorrow. And then Sammy will have his post-game show. And then we'll come on probably at 2 o'clock. That's normally when we come on after a day morning game like that.
But yeah.
Right around 2 o'clock. And then we'll have 2.5 hours with you tomorrow because we're actually going to be the Dolphins pregame show tomorrow, Scraby.
We're the post-game show for the Padres, the pregame show for the Dolphins.
Yes, Dolphins-Bills is the Thursday night classic. I assume if the NFL could, they would flex that game, but it's only week three.
I mean, so. they can. We've seen them do that before.
Yeah. But
why do they think that Tua's going to be...
They
I mean, last year during this, I think they played on a Thursday night, and Tua got
and that was
hurt.
When Tua got crushed.
And it was like one of the worst games of the year.
Terrible game. Tua has never won a game in Buffalo. He's never won a game in colder weather. I don't know what the weather is in Buffalo now. Anyway, I find it funny when I see the network promos, because this is a Prime network streaming game, right?
Yes, yes.
Amazon Prime. It's like, Thursday night, Tua. The Dolphins, Allen, the Bills, showdown, AFC. So I'm like, get out of here.
This is one
of the worst games of the year. You know, don't even try to convince
me. They might as well.
Like, we're football fans. We kind of know that that's just not accurate. This is not a good game.
They might as well just put, like, Devon Achane as, like, the guy who is going up against them. Or even Tyreek, even though he hasn't done much of anything.
All right. I got some concerning Padres stats to give
what?
You. Before we throw it to Sam Levitt, first, let's check the ID, let you know where you're listening to us.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Sam Levitt is about 5-10 minutes away with the pregame show. Chris Scraby here, Tony in New York. Padres, Mets, Pavetta versus Peterson.
The stopper.
Peterson was in the All-Star game. Pavetta was not. Pavetta's a Cy Young candidate. Peterson is not.
Which is
so
insane.
Go figure that out.
It's insane to me.
So that'll be the matchup today. Before I get to these stats, tomorrow we gave you that. Got the show tomorrow. Monday, and somebody stole my Luis Arraez bobblehead doll from the studio.
It wasn't me. It was not me for
what
once.
You're saying. But we want to remind you, Monday night you can get the Luis Arraez bobblehead doll. I know that all of you want that.
La Regadera.
I'm glad you pronounced it because I tried yesterday and butchered it. It's presented by Cadell Ortho. And here's what they wrote about it, and then you see what you get. The bobblehead features the back-to-back-to-back batting champion spraying hits on the field. There you go. And it actually comes with three miniature baseballs and something that looks like a fountain of water.
Yeah.
And the bat is springy. I could show you if somebody hadn't stolen it.
Is it behind you or something? No.
No.
I didn't think
anyway,
it.
Luis Urias, it's the final giveaway of the season. Apparently, they did not save the best for last, that's how it's going to work this year.
Messed up. This is about to be messed up. Does the bobblehead hit high pop flies to left field?
Yes.
I know, we're having fun with this right now.
You could probably arrange that if you'd like.
Struck
out last night, yeah.
Who doesn't strike out, I mean, I can guarantee you it's weighing on his mind at this point.
For a guy that doesn't strike out much, he has struck out 10 times this month.
That's a lot.
That's way more than normal for a guy like him.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and I got to think that didn't Tony say that he was hearing from the fans?
I
don't remember who told me that.
No, the only person who's heard from the fans about Luis Urias is me.
No, I felt like Luis said something. I don't know where I heard this, but he wants to be great for the fans, and I'm sure he's taking this hard this year.
I take it back. He struck out 6 times this month. I was looking at the wrong column, so I like to be accurate. One more thing. Put on your calendar.
What?
Next Friday.
Oh, yeah.
The 26th. That's the final Friday of the regular season. The Padres are... Yes. The Padres will be hosting the Diamondbacks. Friday, September 26th, that's Scraby and I, will be broadcasting live at Baja Rick's. In the gas lamp. It's right next door to Petco Park. It's where we broadcast a couple years ago for playoffs. Playoffs.
Yep.
We're going to be there next Friday. So circle the calendar. If you're coming to the game next Friday, the 26th, we'll be there. Couple guys that I'm looking to get out of slumps. Start with Laureano, 3 for his last 29 over the last 8 games. Sheets, 3 for his last 25 with a couple of RBIs. Manny's 5 for 10 lately, but was 2 for 26 before that. And here's why O'Hearn's not in the lineup tonight. He's hitting 174 with 1 double and no RBIs this month. Keep an eye on all of it.
All those guys need to start hitting.
Sammy's got it for you. Pre-game, we'll have this game. We'll have the game tomorrow morning. And then it's me and Scraby to, recap all of it. See you tomorrow at 2.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.